Its orbit is between 3,600 and 3,660 years. That's why people today know little to nothing about it unless they've read the British Museum of Natural History's ancient diggings that they found, their archaeological diggings. But you see, this is just one more of the planets in our solar system. Only very powerful and expensive scopes or very deep space probes can be seen and can show us the other sun. Otherwise, you don't know it exists. But I want to turn your attention now to the monitor, because it's fairly easy to see why it's been kept under wraps, because this dead sun at the very top is 50 billion miles away. And then there was two orbiting telescopes, Pioneer 10 and 11, taking pictures. And right there in this encyclopedia, New Science and Invention Encyclopedia, the 1987 edition, shows the 10th planet, 4.7 billion miles from Earth after it had already circulated around the dead sun. And it's heading our way. And the very reason that they discovered it was because they sent up Pioneer 10 and 11. And so now they found the planet. They know it exists. They're preparing. Russia's preparing for it. To be exact, they've been digging and hiding military equipment underground, whole cities underground, not only to protect themselves from an eventual war with the United States, but so that they can have population alive. When a planet's orbit is between two suns, instead of just one of them, that orbit is very peculiar. It doesn't just go in more of a circular motion or egg-like motion. It spends about 99% of its time going very slowly away from one planet until it reaches the gravitational pull of the other planet. Then it begins to speed up until it goes around that particular sun and then starts heading back, and it's very slow once again. But once it moves halfway toward the other sun and the gravitational pull latches onto it, it speeds up. This particular planet X is over halfway and it has speeded up, and that's why now even the smaller observatories have been able to see it. Once it crosses Pluto's orbit, it's 90 days from going between the Earth and the Sun, and all of these things will begin to happen. I cannot set dates. I won't set dates. I can only tell you what scientists say. Scientists say that probably by springtime, sometime in May of 2003, this will pass. We all hope they're wrong. And yet we want the prophecies to be fulfilled so Jesus Christ and the kingdom can be established on this earth. Yes, you can say, and no pun intended, but yes, pun intended, this is going to rock our world because of what is going to happen. But that's why Jesus said that you and I needed to make sure that we're accounted worthy. Many from the past did not understand when this planet passed. They looked at it as a comet. They didn't understand the effects on planet Earth and connect it with what was happening. Volcanoes erupting, earthquakes, and whole cities were buried instantly. Land masses sinking and others rising. Tidal waves beginning to pound the seacoasts of every nation on Earth. Severe weather, fires that seemingly couldn't be put out. Floods in different locations because the gravitational pull, as it began to build up, the closer it got to Earth and the sun. droughts, and of course that's accompanied by food shortages. Some ancient writers in their texts that were uncovered by the British Museum of Natural History simply noted what they said was a foreboding sign in the sky. They called it the messenger of the prophets. This was when Planet X went across the sky. Notice what it says in Jeremiah chapter 30 of the Bible. Jeremiah chapter 30. I'll start in verse 4 through verse 7. Jeremiah 30, verse 4 through verse 7. These are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. So these are the primary peoples that God has dealt with. He chose them out of all the peoples on earth. They were to be the example of righteous living. They've never been. Verse 5, for thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. We've always attributed that to nuclear war, chemical, biological agents when they came. But now it puts a whole different slant on things. Verse 6, ask you now and see whether a man does travail with child. What would make someone so scared that they would hold their stomach and bend over with pains like birth pains? Why? If you've ever seen the movie Deep Impact, you can understand a little better about asteroids hitting the earth and what it did to it. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins and as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. Yes, this is going to be the time of Jacob's trouble, but we've already been assured that 10% will be saved, and the church, some will be protected, those that seek God by watching and praying, and that they will also be kept out of contact with the hour of temptation.